With Bookbeat, I'm Ron Swain.
Storytelling is an old and honorable trade, a vocation. And I'm a storyteller by vocation and by temperament and by nature. God meant me to be a storyteller.
That's Richard Adams, British-born author of The Plague Dogs, Shardik, and his newest, Maya. His first novel was Watership Down, a remarkable story of a band of rabbits facing extinction who set out on an epic search for a new home. When Richard Adams' daughters were young, he made up the tale while on a long automobile trip.
I began telling the story of the rabbits, which I improvised off the top of my head as we were driving along. Well, the story wasn't finished at the end of the car journey, so it had to be finished on morning trips to school.
It took 3 weeks for Adams to finish the tale for his daughters.
They said, "You ought to write that down, Daddy, you know, that's too good to waste."
One night later, Adams began to read a book to his daughters.
It was a very bad book, and finally I threw it across the room, and I said, "My God, I could write better than that myself."
His nine-year-old said, "I wish you would, Daddy."
I went out and bought some legal paper and began writing in the evenings after supper. And lo and behold, after 18 months, there was Watership Down.
Which could not find a publisher.
The book was rejected 7 times in all. It was rejected by 4 publishers and 3 firms of authors' agents.
Finally, a tiny publishing house accepted Watership Down and put a review copy on every desk that mattered in London.
And then the reviews began. And then Watership Down never looked back from that moment.
Richard Adams' novel, Maya, more than 1,000 pages long, is now in paperback. It's a tale set in a fantasy world in which a young peasant girl is sold into slavery but saves her kingdom from destruction. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. British-born novelist Richard Adams is best known for Watership Down and The Plague Dogs. His novel Maya is now in paperback. It's set in a mythical land where a peasant girl is sold as a bed slave, yet saves her empire's army from destruction. Richard Adams was born in 1920, a solitary child who lived a fantasy life in which he created a kingdom out of his parents' country garden.
The garden existed on 2 levels. It was the garden, all right. I knew where all the flowers and birds were and that, but it was also an imaginary kingdom of which I was the king.
Richard Adams' father would read to him for hours such tales as Treasure Island.
If you wanted to pretend you were Jim Hawkins, your father was quite ready to be Long John Silver. Really, you could almost say, the ideal childhood for a potential writer.
Adams joined the British Civil Service in 1948.
I lived and worked in this world for 25 years, finishing up as the head of department in charge of air pollution for the whole of England and Wales.
Adams claims credit for a milestone anti-pollution law, Britain's Clean Air Act of 1968. Richard Adams began writing fantasies in his mid-40s, but his fourth book proved to be a departure from his earlier work.
Somebody took me to see O Calcutta. I came away quite disgusted with O Calcutta. It seemed to me like little kids scrawling on a lavatory wall or something. I said to my friend, "Well, if that's erotic, I can do better myself."
So he wrote The Girl in a Swing, which he describes as a novel of the sheer beauty, joy, and dignity of physical love, which is also a ghost story.
I remember one girl who told me she finished The Girl in a Swing at 2 o'clock in the morning and she was afraid to go upstairs to bed.
Richard Adams' novel, Maya, originally published by Knopf and now in paperback, returns him to the fantasy world he has created called Becla. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.